Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike O'Mara. You know, this week I was planning on coming back to the show on Tuesday. Well, foolish me. It's now Wednesday, and yes, this surgery has totally kicked my ass. So you'll hear me on commercials, but you won't hear me on the show until, well, my body tells me I can come back to the show. I want to thank all the boys for stepping in and doing such an admirable job while I've been gone. And fear not, I am on the mend, on the road to recovery, and I will soon be limping my way back into your hearts. So please, enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show while I'm away, and I hope to get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So, hi to everybody, Rob and Oscar and Pony and our interns, Brittany and Diego, and hello, Mac. Just want to say hi to everybody, and enjoy the show, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
By yourself, you get $56,000 alone, and that's tax-free money.
What do you mean, tax-free?
Well, I mean, if we go down to this park and we uncover the money and we have it. I mean, I'm sure he's not going to declare anything. I know he's not going to declare anything. And I'm not going to, you know, declare.
What are you talking about, declare it?
Well, I mean, it's like a non-taxable income. It's like a gift.
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
I give up. Look, anybody got a better fair plan, go ahead and do it.
There were eight of us there, so that simply means eight shares. Three for us, two for you.
Ah, this is hopeless. We're going to get no place if we're going to continue listening to this old bag.
Hey, what are you trying to do, lady? You're trying to split us up so it becomes every man for himself?
And every woman for himself?
One more funny remark from you, Buster.
Well, let's get out of here.
Oh, please, please, don't argue anymore. You hurt everybody's...
Look, we figured it 17 different ways. And every time we figured it was no good, because no matter how we figured it, somebody didn't like the way we figured it. So now, there's only one way to figure it, and that is every man, including the old bag, for himself.
So good luck, and may the best man win.
Right. Except you, lady. May you just drop dead.
All right. We all agree on that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
What a treat. As we're starting the show, Mac leaves the room.
Oh, yeah. I asked him to get a water.
For
but
himself?
He made it all about him.
How did he do that?
He's the greatest disappointment on our show.
And you know what? That's high praise.
Yes.
It really, really is.
Nice to hear Mike again.
Yeah, it was nice to hear Mike. And Mac, we'll talk to him later. I actually got a plea for help from Ponyboy today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain that later in the show. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Isn't that right, Mike?
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Framebridge. Hey, do you remember when cameras and phones were two separate things?
Hey, you remember that like I do?
Well, the way we take pictures has changed, but the way we frame them hasn't until now. Framebridge.com is the easy new way to frame the things you love, whether it's a picture on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything. Framebridge makes it easy and affordable. Just go to Framebridge.com, pick out your frame, the one you like. You can check it out or let a designer help you choose. They can do that at Framebridge as well. You can even preview your art in its frame before you buy. Safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package or simply upload a picture on the Framebridge site or app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You'll get your framed piece in days, not weeks or months, delivered right to your door, ready to hang. And instead of paying hundreds at framing stores, Framebridge prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, Framebridge offers a happiness guarantee because meeting your expectations is as important as meeting their own. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, that's framebridge.com and TMOS. That's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com, promo code TMOS.
Do it! Do it. You'll love it. Welcome, everybody, to the Mike O'Mara Show. And I know everyone is very curious if Oscar got any sleep last night because it has become sizzling in the District of Columbia.
Sizzling.
How's the temperature in your house?
The AC in the first unit that Tony
brought
through is helping out the cause. And my DIY exhaust fan is working swimmingly. Now, did I sweat all night? Absolutely, but
because
not as
you were nervous about today's show.
I said, "Oh no! How are we going to do another program without Mike O'Mara? Mike O'Mara, please get better soon. I know we've exchanged texts.
Yes,
major surgery. He's on the mend.
He is on the mend, and he told me something about his scarring that is just wonderful. I'll let him tell. He'll join us eventually.
Yeah, don't spoil. Let him tell us all those details.
You know what about Wednesday? It's not just Wednesday.
It's open line Wednesday.
You named it another thing.
Wide open.
It's wide open Wednesday, and we are taking.
I thought it was Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
Do we have
different
someone standing
show.
By?
Oh, yes.
Hello.
You're on
Good
there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Stephanie. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Oh. New Zealand.
Ooh. Stephanie, international caller. I was hoping for the Rob Mobber to call, but I'll take you.
Well, the Rob Mobber would not yell "F you, Rob."
Oh no.
The Rob Mobber would
no,
be
I
on my side.
Say that, Rob.
You don't want to say that?
I wouldn't say.
Okay, thank
you.
Now,
Stephanie, this is the way a conversation works. There may be a little delay on your end, but let's focus here, all right? Rob talks, and then you talk, and then I talk, and then you talk, and then Rob talks, and then you talk. Fair?
Okay, I'll try and keep that in mind.
Okay, now, Rob, you talk to her.
All right, New Zealand, what is the time difference? Is it yesterday or is it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow. It is now Thursday morning about 1:30.
So if
the alarm.
If it is tomorrow, is Mike on the show today?
I'm afraid if I could see in the future like that, I wouldn't be working for a living.
Time machine.
Stephanie, are you alone?
I am. My husband's sleeping in the other room. I have to be quiet because actually this is, I have to tell you a secret.
Good.
Tell us a secret.
Before I tell you the reason I called, I just want to tell you that... you guys are like family to us, and
that's sweet.
Heard me on the show years ago, and so I feel like I'm just calling my distant relatives here.
It's very sweet.
Now, since you are in New Zealand and you're not talking like this, I'm guessing that you aren't originally from New Zealand.
No, we've lived here about 5 years, over 5 years now, but we're from Colorado.
Where are you originally from?
From Denver.
Okay, very nice, very nice. So your husband's asleep, and what is the reason that you called us?
Well, the main reason I called was because he entered his super sexy 60s on Wednesday, which was yesterday, but it's today for you. And so I didn't get a letter in on time, but it would mean so much to him to hear a birthday greeting from you guys.
Well, if you're asking a favor of us, I feel it only fair play if we ask a favor of you. Please go wake your husband up and give him the phone.
Top.
Go wake him up.
Yes.
Okay.
What's his name? What's the lucky man's name?
Jeff.
Yeah, go get Jeffrey and give him the phone.
Don't call him Jeffrey. He's a grown man. He's in his 60s, for God's sake.
Jeffrey.
A little respect.
He's in New Zealand, so I'm guessing he's probably a sheep farmer.
Were you asking for a topless pick from Down Under?
Mm-hmm.
Or a Down Under pick?
No.
Anything.
Pony will take anything these days. That broken rib.
That's true.
From the future? It's amazing.
It's future nudity from Down Under.
She said we're family people, unless you're into that.
Well,
Pony is into that.
He is. He sure is.
Glenda.
Yeah, you know, that separated rib, he asked the doctor to take it out. He said, how flexible would it make me?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a real strong arch in my
back?
Sometimes
you need to do the, DIY, like Oscar.
Okay, he's coming, but...
Oh, he's very excited.
Is he mad?
I can't see what he said when I woke him up.
Does he look upset?
Okay, here he is.
Okay.
Jeff?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday.
From the past.
Woo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show in Washington, D.C. How are you?
I'm fine. Are we on the radio or can I swear?
You can eat.
You can do whatever you'd like.
Yes, both times.
I can't believe this. It's I don't even know what time it is, but this is just too much, man.
It's 1:36 in the morning for you.
What's that?
It's 1:36 in the morning for you.
I know.
Oh. Jeff, Stephanie told us you guys are big fans, and you've been living in New Zealand for 5 years now, and we appreciate the support overseas.
It's a pleasure. We took a little break there for a while, and we're back, and really enjoy it.
Sounds like you might be taking a break right now.
Happy birthday, man. We're going to get going here, but I really appreciate you making the time to listen to the show, especially when you're, as I mentioned, overseas, but also as a family. It's very, very cool.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Take your top off.
No. Like family, remember?
Well, you know, like for him, not us.
Yeah. Oh, you know, if he's up.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Make some use of the time.
I help Jeff
up. It's his birthday.
Yeah. It is his birthday. He's a little special chatter. So let me know if we have any other calls rolling in from any country.
I'll let you know on Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
That's right. It is Walter O'Malley Wednesday, W-O-W.
But you know, I didn't put those two and two together when I said wide open Wednesdays.
Yeah, we could.
It's wow. Mm-hmm. It is wow.
We could repurpose a lot of old stickers that I imagine are probably still at 10800 Main Street.
Collector's items.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And, you know, while we're talking about international relations, and I guess it makes me think of politics, and really, really, say what you will about any politician. They all have their pluses and they all have their minuses. But why was George W. Bush dancing like that? Please, now,
I think look, he doesn't, it's not really doesn't look, it doesn't look presidential, but I feel like presidents, unless you're the first lady, the may possibly soon to be first lady's husband, right?
Right.
And you're Bill Clinton, you kind of get a pass for just being a little out there, right?
Yeah.
I don't, because you got to be normal for the 4 to 8 years and the lifetime that really you're working your way up into that office.
My motto has always been time and place. And you know what? I think back to his administration, and Dick Cheney went to an international funeral representing our country, and all the other leaders were in coats and ties, and he was in like an Eddie Bauer parka and zip-up boots. And I said, we look like a bunch of idiots.
Yes, but that goes for everybody involved. We had a president who got a snarling from a roly-poly, right?
Put that into the translation dictionary. I suppose you're right, but that is
like,
a different situation.
How much worse does that get? Like, I'm for that. Like, I'm okay, right? The man clearly had needs, and she was willing to supply them.
He's the president.
Yes, but in general, seeing G-Dub, by the way, there for a great cause, right?
Well, I kind of liken it to this. It's like when you dress a kid up for Easter.
Yeah, I just don't think we should be surprised anymore. And by the way, who dresses their kids up for Easter anymore?
Well,
the last time I saw a kid dressed up for Easter was probably when I was a kid in Easter.
But the thing is we always had crisis in our house on Easter because we'd dress up the kids and then they'd hit their Easter basket and then the sugar crash would happen like right as church was ending.
Not me.
And then, you
know,
got
the beating.
It was horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you got is he was up there and everyone to a person said that George W. Bush did a fine speech at that ceremony in Dallas. And he really did. He spoke well.
I heard it. I thought it was great.
And then he's standing there in a line during the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and he starts swinging his arms, and the looks he's getting from Michelle Obama on one side and Mrs. Bush on the other is like, wait until we get into the car. Just wait. Just wait.
I felt like that might have been some sort of circulatory issue where he had to make sure that he had the blood pumping.
Sure.
As you get older and you start, for example, I knew my dad was getting older. And though he's spry these days, right?
Yes,
and he's
of
still
course.
Working.
Yeah.
When he had the compression socks, because I would borrow them when I was used to go to private school, you dress up every day, right?
Right.
And I would throw them on and be like, these socks are tight.
Yeah, well, they have to keep the varicose veins.
I can barely walk around these things. And I said, Dad, something's up with your socks. I know you probably don't appreciate that I'm borrowing them, but you got to get new ones.
Oscar, those socks cost $90 each.
Oscar.
He's on the floor clutching his chest.
They are medical
socks.
Medical socks. And I was like, who needs medical socks? When you get older, you'll find out, just like you know about heartburn now. So... I'm saying old people get a pass, and if you're president and you're old, I think you just it's a wash.
I guess, man. Yeah, but right? We just don't look good as a nation when it happens, especially because you know what? Here's why it troubles me, is that he almost nailed it. All he had to do was stay still for the Battle of the Republic.
Look, the point for that ceremony was to honor and acknowledge the fallen heroes.
Exactly.
Of the Dallas tragedy. Tragedy, right?
Tragedy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You got it wrong.
I know.
So that's what I took away from that.
Right.
If we as a country are shedding in a poor light, it's this Pokemon game, which I'm a part of, by the way.
I know.
I am a part of.
I know.
Are you in now?
I caught one last night.
You did?
I did.
Where was it?
It was on a fence outside in my neighborhood.
Ooh.
But the problem is I had to use like
build
8 balls to get it.
Oh, you're the worst.
It's
the flicking game.
Like all computers.
You got to explain this to people because, again, we're talking in code.
Like all iPad apps, iPhone apps, there are no instructions. You have to go in and figure it out. So I get in and I make my guy, and I think he has an orange.
Your avatar.
He has an orange hoodie. And my name is Rob Spiewak. Rob was taken.
Oh, but you know, Oscar Santana was taken.
Oscar Santana.
I had to get Oscar Radio, just like my Twitter handle, at Oscar Radio.
Maybe it was the pop singer that everyone always says
yes.
is the album.
Someone took it. I said, how is this possible?
Or a big fan. A big fan might have taken your name. So I downloaded it, and then I realized I don't know my password for my email, so I had to ask Pony.
That's really tragic.
Wait,
you used your show email for this?
Yes.
Now, you really disrespect the show email, do you?
No, but you see, I have.
Like, that's your garbage email.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
if that's
it's
the
not.
Email you use, that is your garbage default email.
No, I signed
your
in.
Your corporate email is garbage default. You know what I use? My garbage default fake email.
Use is my cable provider's email.
Yes.
I mean, those things are terrible.
Easy, guys.
Yeah.
We're not talking about how I'm lost in another century.
No. I'm not talking about that. The mere fact that you use the Michael Mara Show email for that garbage
right.
shows how you feel about that email.
No, it shows that I was given the opportunity. It shows that I was given the opportunity to sign in with Gmail.
You only have one Gmail account?
That's it.
Oh, God.
Why?
You are so tragic.
Am I tragic?
Yes, because you could have just another Gmail account for all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Save yourself a lot of headache.
Well, I haven't had a headache yet.
Oh God. Never mind.
So I signed in.
Yes.
Hey, and you know what? I know he's not here, but I'm not the least hip on the show.
It's fine.
Okay. So I'm doing the best.
I'm surrounded by ass. Just like in Spaceballs.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby Stefan. So
I knew it.
I sign in. Pony helps me reset my password. I said one across the nose, not
that's what it was for.
That's what it was for.
That's like the frantic message I got last night was so you could reset
frantic.
Your password.
All right, I want to talk about frantic. All right, I want to give you some time stamps
here. Yeah, but this is the thing. When I write Pony, it's about information, credit card issues,
okay,
business.
Right. I sent him one text. And I another
what time?
A follow up. I've erased the text, so I can't give you the time.
Why do you erase text?
Because I like to keep that looking neat and clean.
Oh, you! What if you
Let
ever have to search for that password again?
Because I reset it and saved it.
Okay,
it was just the reset email.
Do you save it on your phone?
I put it on a piece of paper and hang it in my front window where a construction permit would be. And so anyone who comes by, if they want to see what's
we're
going
getting
on.
I believe you, Pony. He hoarded you for your time.
No.
You got into Pokemon.
It took an hour and a half for him to get back to me because he was in the shower.
And he's living
cooking,
his life.
Dinner.
Yeah.
And cleaning.
Right. Your phone. And what, you don't want to upset your phone, so you leave the phone in another room?
No, he likes being focused.
What, am I going to answer it in the shower or get oil on it when I'm cooking?
Oil? How much oil's on you?
No,
the oil has to do with the cooking,
okay.
not
yes.
the shower.
I thought he was doing one of those shirasu
Body
massages.
Oil. I wish.
I'll be with you in a minute, Rob. I'm putting plastic sheeting down on my bed.
Yeah, Ling is chopping my back.
I got to put Miley into that little Ziploc suit, and she rolls all over my back. Those little feet, they do wonders.
She can reach speeds of 25 miles an hour.
My sugar glide can really flap her wings right onto my sack. Oh, you can't say that.
No,
sorry.
I don't think so.
Appreciate
that. That one's on the right on the line.
Yes.
So I got in and I get it and I select my avatar and I get in and then I don't know what's going on.
Why
so
did you get into it?
Because everyone's talking about
it. I want to say you're a good broadcaster. You want to know what's going on.
I want to be able to
talk
about it.
More importantly, I know the answer to this question.
Yes.
Is your kids got into it.
No, I didn't know Julia was into it until after I started.
Well, Robert
had started, yeah. But honestly, the driving force is I have never in my life seen something pick up such legs in 7 days. I wanted to see what was all about.
We briefly talked about it on Big O and Dukes.
Right.
And I think Chad had the right word where he said phenomenon.
It is.
Yeah. Yes.
It really is. And I think back on other phenomenons, like, you know, whether they be music related or something, even if you go far back, like a Tickle Me Elmo or Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, yeah. Nothing
something
as big
like
as
that.
This
Furby. It happened fast and it's holding on. And the fact that it's surpassing, like, Tinder and Twitter and all that
active
stuff.
Active users.
It really is mind-blowing. But as I was saying before, like anything else on the iPhone, it doesn't really tell you what to do. It sort of assumes you know what you're doing. So I start walking around the neighborhood and I say, oh.
Are you walking Linus at least? Or are you just
creepy adult walking around?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm figuring it out.
You already look like a man-child. You're dressed in your Run DMC t-shirt, your khaki shorts and Birkenstocks. There he is.
There he is.
Playing that kids stay away from that ogre over there.
That's the one you have to stay away from, daughters. So and sons. So I'm walking around.
They let him out of the house.
Only when the humidity is low.
I guess everyone's getting exercise with this game.
Yeah.
Not just the kids.
It's really
shows. Look at him. He's finally walking.
It really shows.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you used to be Rob Spiewak, that fat guy? Look how thin you are now.
I mean, Max lost at least 3 pounds.
He has.
Mm-hmm. Finally got out of his house. So you were saying?
I'm walking around the neighborhood and starting to see how it follows you with the GPS and stuff. But I'm not seeing the camera part yet. Because the thing is that you're supposed to be able to see the camera and see the Pokemon
how far away your Pokestop
in
is.
Real life. And so I says, Pokemon are nearby. And so I keep walking. And I go to the end of my street and I walk down and I say, well, this is stupid. If there was going to be a Pokemon here, it would be on that fat. And then I hit the Pokemon on the screen.
Yes.
And the camera comes on. And who's on the fence? But
Pikachu?
Char something?
Charmander.
Don't get too excited. What's his name?
It's Charmander.
I caught Charmander. But it took forever, and
Good
I had
choice.
To use a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I start dragging the ball and dropping it on Charmander. That doesn't work. Yeah. No, you can't drag and drop.
So you get into it. You capture it.
Caught one, and I said, you know what? I can see where this would be pretty cool. So that was enough for last night, and I went
You
home.
Should bring your kids into the city and have them walk around Georgetown. There's so many poke stops.
That actually was brought up last night because Carrie drove them around the neighborhood, dropped them at the pool, let them walk around. They weren't home until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's really – and you know what? I was worried there wouldn't be a lot of them in my neighborhood, but they're all over my neighborhood. So,
I think it's working really well. I think the learning aspect of this game would probably be in like cities like Philadelphia, New York,
the historic
DC,
aspect, right? And so, yeah, that would
Boston,
be the way to do it.
I'm sure that
Manassas,
yeah, some of the older Manassas, even the historic
the battlefield,
district, right?
Tire stores.
The rock quarry would be nice.
Well, yeah, don't go into off the beaten path places. That's where you get robbed or find bodies.
Exactly, but it is.
But you like it.
I like it. I like the notion of it. And when I was able to enable the camera and see the Pokemon in my neighborhood,
yes.
That was sort of a jaw-dropping moment because even though I knew what to expect,
that augmented reality,
it was really cool. So I'm into it.
Yeah, Tomo, I have a friend coming over this afternoon, but then Tomo and I are doing a happy hour, right? just because I'm back in play.
Yeah, I thought there weren't going to be any derailers this
week. Yeah, that's fine. One more derailer. One more.
And this might not even be a derailer. This might just be another track.
Yeah, another track. Mm-hmm. Well, we have to talk about apps as well, right?
Yes, of
apps.
Course. Mm-hmm.
I know that the TMOS app needs an update as well, so we'll be having a nice free app company meeting around some drinks. But I said
drinks
and
apps.
The way I lured my grown man friend that I haven't seen in 3 weeks because of school to D.C. was, hey, man, we could just go get some drinks and then Pokemon Go around Georgetown. And I'm waiting for like either
a laugh,
not an LOL because he's not a little girl, but a response on text that says no, or a response on text that says no chance, or a response to the text that calls me some sort of derogatory name. And I get back not 10 seconds later. Okay.
He's into it.
We're going to walk around just two grown men, heterosexual, allegedly. We're going to walk around and we're going to find as many Pokemon as possible after a few adult beverages this evening.
Is it creepier when it's two guys or creepier when it's just me?
I think it's creepier when it's two guys because then you have the sheer, there isn't anybody there. I guess the mentality of I'm going to go find out what this technology is all about. Right.
Right.
That's one thing that you're doing.
Right.
If two men already know what it's about, but just want to experience it to the next level, and one is 38 and the other one's in their 40s, I would say maybe he's 41.
Sure.
Maybe I think he may be 40.
More like 40 wonderful.
Yeah, he's he might be 40.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He looks so young.
30. Look, anything vibrant over 30 and you're doing this, maybe it's not for
and
us.
Also, you know, you left out one of the creepy factors as well, is that you had to use it to lure him into the city, which is not unlike saying, I have
like
candy.
It was a lure. I literally lured my friend, Todd Moore, into the city with Pokemon Go.
You know, this is 10 years ago. You say, you know, Todd, I've got a candy in my van.
I'm going to make sure to pick up some butterscotches and put them in my pockets.
Bad candies.
No, you need Werther's.
Yeah, Werther's.
So you got him into this. And by the way, folks should know this about Todd, who is, I just checked the internet, he's 58 years old.
I don't think he's 58.
No, how old is he really?
No, I think he's 40.
I thought he was right at your age for some reason.
Well, no. At one point, we were both maturity-wise at the same level, but Todd's grown up. Okay. I'm finally growing up as far as a young adult, I would say. Not even adult, middle-aged.
Right.
And so Todd is much more mature than I am, though he does look younger than he is.
But the thing is when you talk about having to lure him into the city, do people know that when he is at his office, he is about 80 feet from Washington, D.C.?
Yes. And well, he's got to cross the Key Bridge.
That's it.
There's no way he's making it. I've said before, nobody wants to come into the city.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why when people are like, hey, I can come over your place and check out like your wall or whatever's happening, I said, dude, that's awesome.
Right.
Nobody ever wants to come. And for him, Todd, it does kind of grind my gears that he doesn't want to come to the show in the studio. And we have to Skype him in when he's legitimately less than a mile away, it feels
exactly.
like. But if he wants to come hang out with his boy, talk shop, have a good time, and also figure out how you escalate this Pokemon Go, which, by the way, I went to the coffee shop in Georgetown.
Yes.
And they have
Is
a little...
Is it called a Starbucks?
It's called a Saxby's.
Ah.
And I went up to the register. They actually have a little tip jar that says Pokemon Team Valor or Team something else.
Yes.
And you tip if you're into that team. And on the other side, I don't care about Pokemon, go away. And you tip that jar. Like, this is how
That's
creative kids
for them.
Are being, right?
It's craziness,
right?
Man.
And I, when I walked in, the place was stacked because it's an actual place where you can go and, I guess, battle these Pokemon.
Yes.
And all they're doing is selling coffee hand over fist and sandwiches and snacks. I've never seen this coffee place so packed. That's why I said it's good for business.
It's good. It's good all around. Actually, there's a couple things that I do want to ask Pony about regarding Pokemon
Perfect.
Go when we return. So stick around. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, speaking of Matt Bloom, check out this promo.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the Thursday mailbag.
Yeah, it's there.
So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
And remember, if you're playing Pokemon Go in South Florida, look for the very hard to capture Pikahip.
Yeah, how does that work exactly? What's the rankings on those of those Pokemon? Like, why are some more rare than others? Is it just simply what their availability are?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just some spawn more often, like Pidgeys all over the place.
Oh, so Pidgeys are a Rube Pokemon.
Yeah, you can get like hundreds of Pidgeys so easily.
The thing about... Yeah, of course you can. Listen to him. The thing
this
ever
is
since Robert was little, he always talks about things that are rare.
Yeah.
That didn't exist when we were kids
for
toys. You just got a toy.
There's a bunch of jerks.
I want this one. It's rare. Right, Mike?
Are you hiring? Do you want to find the best candidates? Of course you do. But face it, posting your job in one place isn't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites. Now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Remember it, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today.
I also like the dismissive way Mac is when he says, they're common. You can get hundreds of them.
Yeah, it's the commoner Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like, well, you're an idiot. You know?
A couple things that perplex me these days. One, when my throat's actually going to clear up. And two is when Mac's, like, what's going to perk up a guy like Mac? It's this game.
It is.
And that's really the value, I think, when people are talking about my kids are getting out of the house, right?
Mac is getting out of the house.
Intern TJ.
I am absolutely shocked. That is phenomenal. By the way, just quick side note. Annie, you probably don't listen to this show anymore, but I appreciate if you pretend to.
Yeah.
As far as my power rankings go on hotness in the news.
Oh, my Lord.
Number one.
Oh, yeah. She's right? Rare.
And look.
She's very rare.
You and Angie Goff used to battle out on my top tier, like who was on the top podium.
Let's not dismiss anybody.
No. Angie Goff is still there.
Solid.
But as of late, this summer, if we're talking about trending, NU is trending up.
Oh, very much so.
And your father, HBS,
yes,
was on that. He was on that boat before anybody else.
Very early. One of his most common posts, if you ran some sort of algorithm through his computer,
yes,
his most common post would be, yay, Annie. Yeah. Because he says that for everything she posts.
I don't like anything on my Facebook page, right?
Right.
And I would say it has to be either a friend or somebody I want to have sex with. And I got to tell you,
some cases, both.
Yeah, that's right. I know, look, I'm an engaged man. I get that. And
do you?
And she's a married woman. Yeah. I get that. But I can't. I'm going to go on record. Every time I go on my phone, I'm like, she just gets hotter.
And you
she
know what's
hotter, and it's video, so that's not a filter that's showing me exactly. Yeah, and she's just getting hotter.
The thing that is not fair is that, you know, when you finish a live feed and they just choose a random frame of the video, yeah, that's the picture.
The thumbnail.
Yeah. She looks beautiful in that. There's not a bad picture of her in the world. She could. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she uses her powers for good. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Just again, if you get a chance, if you're not even in the D.C. area, take a gander.
Yeah, do it. She's excellent. All right. Thank you, Oscar. Now I'm slightly distracted, but ready to move on. We got, you know what? You're as worked up as Mac was when he was talking about Pokemon. Mm.
Just quickly, let me clarify about the Annie U situation.
Is it a situation?
Well, when I like, I might have said, when I like one of your pictures, someone I want to have sex with, I want to clarify that when I like Trifav Affleck's pictures, that's exactly what I meant.
Okay.
Right? So if you're out there, Trip, let me tell you.
All right.
See you at the live show.
He'll be clicking like everywhere at the live show. Yeah. Very good. As again,
you know,
just a little
equal opportunity.
Just a little distracted.
Why not?
One more thing I wanted to say before we close the volume on Pokemon Go.
Yes.
The View is the show on ABC, and the one that's just like it in the afternoons on CBS is The Talk. Is that right?
The Talk is, though The Talk is certainly like urban slanted.
No, this is the one that is hosted by Julie Chen, and it has
No. That's,
Sarah Gilbert.
That's nepotism at its best. That one is the poor man's View.
Hi, I want a talk show. I'm going to speak to my husband about it. That's the one.
We know too much in broadcasting about Julie Chen and how she's got a connection to...
A connection?
The top of the ladder, right?
Here's the deal.
The sphere.
Each and every night, she lays with the owner of CBS. Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's got a connection to the tip of the spear.
Yeah.
And
the rest of him as well.
So when you see her on Big Brother, I'm like, oh, who's this new lady? And I know she has a background in broadcasting,
yeah,
so I get
and
that.
And she's lovely.
Yes. And then I see her on that show, and I said... Like, these shows have to be the cheapest shows to produce.
Absolutely.
Right?
The biggest money, I think, on The Talk is that huge round wooden table.
Yes!
That's the money. That's where all the budget went. So they are very good about being, I would say, about 48 to 65 hours behind the curve on pop culture. So yesterday's show was all about Pokemon Go.
Yes.
And I come home and I turn it on, and when they come out, all of the hosts are dressed as Pokemon.
Cosplay.
Oh. Yeah, they're in cosplay little outfits.
There's a category for that.
With the hoods.
Yes.
And their special guest is the not hot daughter from Modern Family. I think her name is Ariel Winter.
Yep.
She's got huge cans because she's always being shamed about her huge breasts.
And the youngest daughter.
And the thing that I said to Carrie, I said, look at that kid. That's sad. They just can't make her hot. Because they really tried yesterday to make her look good, and she didn't. And then she's in a Pokemon outfit on top of it.
Yeah, but who usually... are you to shame? I know that girl. That girl's pretty.
She's not as pretty
as her older sister, that the actress that plays the older sister, but she's not ugly.
So she's...
You know, you do a lot of shaming for a guy who's almost 350 and is walking around. Yeah. I know, and I'm the one that shames people.
So they come out.
But I know who you're talking about.
All right, very good. So they're
Is that fair?
It is fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is fair. And so they're doing
Boo on you, Rob.
Yeah, well, you know
Sultan
what?
Sultan of shame.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wear it
as girl's like 17.
Badge of honor.
Trying to figure out what her body's like. And
I think she's a little older than 17.
Yeah. Oh, is she?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should friend her on Facebook.
I think she is 18.
So in any case, they're out there.
Adrian, were you raising your hand or just stretching?
That's me raising my hand. Okay. I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
She's over 18 a few years ago. There's a huge story about her being emancipated from her mom because she was like that show business mom. Mm-hmm.
See, maybe she's eating her emotions.
Yeah, could be. Could be. And all of her emotions taste like eclairs. Oh, that's because they are eclairs.
You're the worst.
So she's out there and they're talking about all of these very serious things about body shaming and the fact that she's being stalked by the paparazzi for the wrong reasons and all these real heavy issues. And I take a step back from the show I'm watching and say, they're doing all of this talk while they're dressed as Pokemon.
Oh, and it really
sort of takes the gravity out of the
situation. Oh, yeah, there's no bite in that conversation. Yeah.
Okay, how much of a costume was she wearing? Because there's a trick in... Cosplay is well known in the anime community.
Oh, I don't
and
know
when
about
you've
this.
Got a girl,
and I don't know if we can talk about this.
When
this
you
is
got
known
a girl,
as Pony's Trick.
It's a nefarious community.
You get the alarm ready. When you've got a girl that can't necessarily play a certain character from a series, they'll go from the regular costume to the like the full body costume and helmet and the kind of like a mascot
like a Furby.
Yeah. Exactly. So they used that to cover up.
Were they wearing the hats or were they wearing the bodysuits?
What they were wearing was essentially, they looked like hoodies. And then what happened is once they zipped up the hoodies, they had the body. Because you only see them from the the waist up.
These weren't real costumes.
But they still were wearing their hoods while they're trying to tell me all this.
You can't wear a Pikachu. I don't know if I ever want to get deep into this.
I promise you don't.
Your anime world, Pony, is a sick and disturbing world. That's why we joke about it.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
I don't know about the dressing up side. I guess one day we'll have to talk about that, but you're in the minority for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see people, and look, I get the chance to meet people from all walks of life now, especially in school, right?
Of course.
No one ever says, hey, man. Did you see that last ant? Like, they hide. There's a reason why you guys hide this
stuff. It's a secret community.
Yes. They don't.
Who doesn't?
The anime fans don't hide it. You're looking at a view.
Society?
From
accepted society?
From part of society. From Washington, D.C. Look around the world. I mean, in Spanish-speaking countries, it's huge.
Oh, he's making it all about you.
I'm Spanish. Not one cousin or distant relative ever said, hey, are you into anime?
No, because
they have different characters
for a long time.
Like, for example, if Oscar were to go back to Bolivia, would the cosplayers in Bolivia be dressed up as, say, Speedy Gonzalez?
That's not anime.
No, that's not anime. That's
it's anime.
It's also racist.
So if I talk to my the guys that are working on my house, right? If I talk to Herman and his friends and I bring up anime, their circular saw is going to come right at me.
Talk to some younger Spanish-speaking people in other countries.
But you're not young anymore. You're in your 30s.
I didn't say I was young.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, you just literally threw your hands up in the air. How are you going to disappoint us now?
There is no age range for anime.
Yes.
There are adult animes with gore and murder and really dark.
Don't you guys like
subjects.
Paying a mortgage? What about actually producing something that contributes
to
society?
Anime?
Because you're running around dressed up as these characters from another land,
you watch
Japan,
Game of Thrones,
and instead of going out there and producing something
nice
for
pull.
Your tax incentive.
You watch Game of Thrones, other people watch anime.
Yeah, but Oscar doesn't dress up as Peter
Dinklage.
Not everybody who watches anime dresses up as anime characters.
Call me when HBO puts out an anime show that sweeps the nation.
But why does it have to be HBO?
But that's the only reason I'm talking about it. It's pop culture, man.
So is anime.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is deviant. It is not the norm. It is not mainstream.
No, not mainstream.
I would, and you know what? You can talk
about Esty or Etsy, whatever it's called, and I find Game of Thrones maps because I'm into that. There's nothing anime there.
I will guarantee you a lot. Most of the population has seen Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
What?
I've never heard of it.
Exactly.
What is it?
Well, then check it out.
Don't argue both sides.
No. How about this? We're going to prove this concept.
Okay.
We're going to send, not Mac, we're going to send Matt Dotson,
right?
Our other intern. And Mac, I'd love you to do this, but I think this is out of your scope and you would taint it.
And yeah, we need
someone. Matt he's in tomorrow?
Yeah, yes, he is.
Okay, we're going to send Matt Dotson on the phone tomorrow.
Okay.
Out to Wisconsin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you want us to ask?
It depends on age range.
You just said there's the age is,
this is not the right city for
has
it.
Has nothing to do with it.
By the way, Matt Dotson's brother, big anime fan.
What do you mean the show?
Certain shows are going towards certain audiences. Like
I'm talking Wisconsin Avenue. Do you think everybody in Wisconsin Avenue is listening to the Michael Mara show?
If you talk about a specific show, if I ask,
all right, hold on. You both are very, very. You have elevated emotions.
Okay,
let me step in with something calming.
He just said.
I know what he said. But he also is playing both sides.
Titan AG.
Keep in mind, Oscar, keep in mind who you're talking to.
Oh, he's an idiot.
All right, Mac, what if we keep the questions like this? Are you aware of anime? Something very generic like that. Can you name 2 or 3 anime programs or movies?
I can guarantee
how about
90%.
How about one?
Okay.
One, not even two.
Can you name
one? Fair.
All right. Do you think that's fair, though? Because you're scared that we're going
to
skew too specific, age range or something. I'm making it as general as possible.
Just have to name one.
Because here's my thought. I am a pop culture maven, even of modern stuff.
Yes.
Even if I don't watch
American pop culture.
But you see, we're in America.
If you love Japan so much, go over there, man. They have an age problem. They need young people.
Do they?
They do.
They do.
Their population is getting so old that they don't have they don't have enough people to take care of them.
You know what, Mac? That would be great. You could lie about taking care of people.
Tomorrow, we will settle this debate.
No more anime talk today. No more Pokemon Go Pokemon gone.
Yes, I feel gross.
I do. I feel like I've touched something bad. Yeah. All right. Change of topic. When we return,
please.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We've done what? Nearly 2,000 episodes
too
here.
Too many.
And I never know what's going to get certain people worked up. You two are yelling at each other about cartoon characters with big eyes.
Because this anime badge people wear so proudly, they should be ashamed of it.
Exactly.
No. Ashamed.
No.
Where? Why?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Because Oscar doesn't like
it.
Because
you're into
Asian cartoons.
So?
You're grown men.
That's right.
You're into married Asian women.
Me?
Those are unattainable as a cartoon character.
Those are on two separate sides of the spectrum.
And by the way, if you ever watch professional debating... The best comeback is always, so?
You're into hot women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
You're into hot women.
Yeah. So's your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom goes to college. You know who loves anime is Mike.
Who's that?
You know, my friends, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better, and they are better for you. That's why you have to try what I've been trying for months, Blue Apron. Blue Apron has a mission to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron sets the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Blue Apron is the best. They always bring you the best, and because they ship the perfect amounts, there's less wasted food, and they do it for you. It comes in a box on your door, and it's fantastic. It's like Christmas morning when we get ours in the O'Mara house. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Summertime tastes delicious with meals like spinach and basil pesto gnocchi with summer squash, green beans, and fresh mozzarella. Oh, wow, to die for. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. It's always changing and always delicious. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook.
Check out Carla's Facebook page. Her pictures of her food that she makes from Blue Apron are beautiful.
Phenomenal.
So good. Good stuff. Oh, now, Oscar, I'm curious, do you think your mom has a green thumb? Does she grow anything?
No.
Because she tries to. She's a wonderful cook.
She's constantly going back to Home Depot where she gets her plants.
Yes.
And she takes advantage of them in so many different ways. My mom does some really great things, and she's assimilated to this country very well. The one thing, though, that really kind of Perks kind of questions how far she's come along is when she goes back to Home Depot a year later with a tree she's killed.
Yes.
And says, hey, you got a lifetime warranty on this tree.
Some places do.
I just don't know how she gets away with it.
Now, my question for you is this. I wasn't really talking about trees and plants. Has she ever grown, like, vegetables? Like, has she grown tomatoes or squash or anything like that?
No, none of that.
Because of all the people that are in our studio right now, you're the one that has a relative that lives in Maryland. And it was coming over the wire today that Maryland is about to issue 15 licenses to grow medical marijuana.
Yes.
Now Adrian's excited.
He likes that. That is the most energy, the most sound
Adrian's made in his entire internship.
Because it's medical, dude. You need a prescription. Are you still suffering from glaucoma?
I got a bad back. I may have a broken rib or two.
That's pony. You can't steal his disease.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you allegedly smoked weed?
This morning.
Oh, God.
Schmadrian.
It's before I wake up, like right before I take a shower.
It's before I wake up.
How the F do you manage that?
Do you ever feel like it's messed up? And I'm sorry for derailing this conversation.
That's fine. We got plenty
of
time.
Do you ever feel like that the weed has gotten in the way of your professional development?
No, because everything I've done, I've been able to do. I've gotten a job.
Hold on a second. Two things that he said that I want to spotlight. Everything I've done, I've been able to do, and I smoke weed before I wake up.
Yes,
and it's not harming him.
Michael Mayer. I'm not saying that weed's a bad thing, right? But I see people, and I have not met maybe one guy, right? But he had enough of an IQ he could shed a couple hundred points, right?
Okay, yeah.
But just regular Joes, guys that had potential. Yes. I've seen too many of them that are into marijuana so much that it has affected their trajectory in life.
You, Oscar, said something with a lot of wisdom once, and I remember this. He said, the problem with people that smoke weed is that their first priority is always getting and smoking weed. And because of that, it's going to prevent them from ever really getting where they want to go.
Yes.
It's a stumbling block.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you honestly say that weed has not gotten in the way of your personal professional development?
It hasn't. I honestly don't think it has.
How do you drive if you're smoking pot?
I do. I drive and smoke. I mean, I don't. I do.
Yeah.
That's not cool. I think Adam Carolla said
like
it best.
It's like drinking and driving.
No. You're square. Adam Carolla said it best. If you're drunk driving, you're driving around like you've got a dead body in your trunk, right?
Exactly.
You're going with, you're white knuckled and you're just looking for cops everywhere. You just want to get home, right? And that's not fair. And no one should do that in general. But if you're driving around high, if I was going to take, the lesser of two evils, you're driving around like you're driving a spaceship.
I'll take no evils.
You're cruising along. You're in zero gravity, and you just want to get it. When you get there.
Would it be fair to say that if you're driving high, and I'm not a marijuana enthusiast, I have a bowl of it on top of my refrigerator,
but the kids can't get it
up high. But if you're driving high, are you perhaps driving more careful?
No, you're
hyper aware.
No, you're impaired. All right, you're impaired.
Okay, pony. What are you, a mom? Jesus Christ. All right, listen. People, we get it that people who are high or they're drunk, that they're impaired. We get that.
Right.
But the lesser of two evils, you can't tell me, isn't being high.
I think being under the influence of any mind-altering substance while you're driving. But I will agree that, yes, you're probably more likely to get into an accident
Wouldn't
drinking.
Wouldn't you say that the meds and the level of meds that some of us take in this room for ADD are mind-altering?
Well, yes, but those are actually a little bit different. They heighten your response.
Yeah, so you like the Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times have someone gotten a new prescription for a drug or something?
How many times does not work in that sentence structure.
Right.
How many times has a person gotten a prescription for something that they have and they take the drug, the pill, before they drive and they don't know how it affects them?
Yeah, that's very true. That happens all the time.
And it can be something as simple as, you know what, I bet every one of us has left the eye doctor with partially dilated eyes.
Oh, I did that 3 weeks ago.
And you know what, I would rather drive drunk than hammered.
I was like, that big truck, that's just a blob. I'm going to stay away from that blob.
Everything's glowing.
Yes. Hope I make it to the Manassas Studios in one piece. Adrian.
Yeah.
If I met you on the street,
mm-hmm.
The first time we ever met, I knew you were a pothead.
Yeah, it's really sort of easy to spot.
Yes. And it's not even your dress. Mm-hmm. You could be in a suit. The way you talk, you're a pothead.
Yeah, and the dress sort of underscores it. When it's 95 degrees come outside and you come in wearing a dashiki, some sort of woven fabric.
He's bought into the
lifestyle.
I have such, when I think of good people that I want good things to happen, it's guys like you. And even Mac, for his extent, though. Mac pisses me off on a daily basis. I want the best for Mac as well, right?
Right.
And you and I, we had a really great conversation halfway through my program at University of Maryland, right? You approached me outside of the bunk of the studio here, and you said, "Hey, man, I'm thinking of going back to school. I really want to." And you had A, B, and C, a list of things to do. And I said, "Look, we should definitely sit down and talk about it. You just got to follow up with me if you want some sort of plan. I can help you, and we'll support you here in the studio. If you can still keep your internship, you can go to class. We'll work all around your schedule." What have you done since then?
I've been working. I'll be honest. The hotel, it's been killing me. It's too much.
Yeah, but to be fair, Oscar has worked.
Yes. So, but again,
and gotten a master's.
We all make excuses, right? It's about making a plan. So, if you're working, you could actually say, "I'm going to work till X if I can," because you still live at home, right? So you have that support. And then I'm going to go to school, and then I'm going to take some time off, and then continue my degree. There's so many different ways you could do this. You could do it at night. You can do whenever you like. The difference between you and maybe someone else that's not impaired is that they don't have all that free time that they are diluting with getting high.
I mean, it doesn't take long to smoke. It's 1 second, then you start doing your homework, you start doing your work.
Homework!
Question about that.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a time commitment, what about the financial commitment?
I mean, that's there too, but I mean...
Do you have a good connect? Does Big Worm come to your house?
I do. I have a good
friend. Truck.
The price is a little bit lower.
Okay.
Sure. Well, he buys it in bulk. Yeah. He gets Kirkland.
It's a Costco of weed.
It is. Yeah. Now, I want to ask him this because he's come to us with many great ideas.
Yes.
And podcasts he's going to do, and sometimes demo tapes have even been made and listened to. But today he revealed that he has a binder.
Yes. And this is where you get your heartstrings pulled on because
sweet.
You realize how much Diego really wants to do well in life and also do well by the show.
When did you start the binder?
Maybe the day I found out I was going to be interning for you guys.
So it began when we learned that you would be a part of this show.
It's a three-ring binder, just like you would see any high school kid have.
And what is it filled with?
It is filled with the first page is a bunch of inspirational quotes.
You got a little vision board on there.
Yeah.
Can I read a few?
Where did they come from? Where did you source them from?
Well, from different people.
One is
from Steve Jobs. One is from Seth Godin. Steve Martin is here, too.
Yeah. All right. Give us what you got. Top three.
Tommy Chong.
Steve Martin says, "Be so good, they can't ignore you."
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. Right?
What do you think you are as of the show is concerned?
Yeah.
I believe
1 to 10. 1 to 10 scale.
I'm like a 7. Because I interact with the listeners.
A solid C. Okay.
Okay. 70%.
Yes. Moving on.
All right. Steve Jobs. "The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it." All right.
Do you love this?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you love working at the hotel, though?
It was my first job when I was 18 years old.
Okay. Answer the question. Do you love it?
It's good. It's good money. It's good benefits. The work sucks, but it's good people.
Okay.
Are there any parts of it you love?
I think his lot in life is better off than we thought.
Valid.
Where are you? So I'll give you a solid 8, 9.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. Yeah, 10. Because in 2011, I was actually recognized by the county of Loudoun for helping promote tourism because I was so good at the front desk.
That's amazing.
Good man. Yeah,
they're desperate.
That.
And I want to thank you.
Desperate.
I want to thank you, Adrian, for bringing more people into Loudoun County because that's what we need.
That Loudoun Visitor and Tourist Association.
I can't bark at the Costco. What's going on?
Somebody buy a snowflake.
Wine country. All right, continue, please.
All right. "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be."
Ah.
That's good.
Who do you want to be? Because 2011 was 5 years ago.
You know what I want, to be honest? I want Elliot in the morning's job.
Oh, my God.
I want his job.
You want his job? His job may not be around for much longer.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, rock radio is dying.
Oh. No, I'm about to bring it back. They're playing bad music. That's the issue. Good music's there.
I'm
about to bring it back. But first I have to smoke some weed before I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
During the breaks, of course.
Diego, we're going to have another sit down after I graduate because your wants and needs are completely
divergent.
They're unrealistic at this point.
Yeah.
If you want to be a great rock jock, that's one thing, right? And if you want to be on Elliot in the Morning, you should probably intern for Elliot in the Morning.
Yeah, we're not really a rock station, you see.
Right? So if you want to be a talk show host or want to get into that, you should you're doing the right thing here, but we're until year three of this internship, and you finally put a demo together.
Yeah.
And I don't believe we've heard the demo, have we?
No. But that's on us. He sent it to us.
Has he?
Yes. He said he has sent it to us.
All right.
So that's on us, but it was 3 weeks ago.
And what happened to the coverage of Firefly?
Oh, the Bonnaroo one?
Yeah, whatever.
I got heat exhaustion.
No, you took
Molly. But why did you get
Molly,
heat exhaustion?
And then you forgot about your assignment. And Pearl Jam.
No, because I also needed, I forgot what it's called, a converter where you plug in the outlet for your car and you can plug
in the inverter.
That's what it's called. I didn't have one
of
those.
But these are all things when we talk about the pot getting in the way or the drugs getting in the way. These are all opportunities that you're missing out on.
So, for example, when you were preparing to go to Bonnaroo and you said, I have my Molly and I have my pot and my rolling papers and my matches. I've got all that. I guess this tape recorder will work. Let's go.
Yeah,
see,
what
you
about
need to
a battery
focus.
Charger?
I had absolutely nothing on me for that trip because I had no money. My only concern was to get to Bonnaroo.
Yeah, I get that. But
the
but
pot came in a separate
car.
Okay,
you know what?
Oh, my God.
Maybe you're setting yourself up for failure because every time you're going somewhere, you're like, guys, I'm going to get a lot of man-on-the-street action. I'm going to set all this up. And we're like,
you
this
certainly
is awesome.
Talked it up. You talked it up.
We can't wait to talk. And we actually had a separate conversation. We're like, this is going to be awesome. Like, this is great. Bonnaroo is something that everybody knows about.
I couldn't wait to sit
about.
Down and produce
it's
it
It's an
with
annual
you.
Music festival. This is going to be a nice moment for Diego to get some airtime, A, and B, give us a different perspective on what's going on in the world, right? And you came back, and the highlight of your trip was, and this is the first thing that rolled off your tongue, guys, I missed the headliner Pearl Jam because I got some bad Molly.
I mean, I was not excited about that.
No,
just
by the way,
happened.
No more of that.
No.
Pot's one thing, but Molly,
that'll
you're
kill
out
you.
Of here.
I'm not a fan.
You're
no,
out of here.
It was not.
Yeah, you pony. He's not going to listen to you.
Well, he better
you're
listen to me.
You're the square of the bunch.
Of the square.
Yes.
Really?
You spend more time with your sugar glider than you should. We all have questions about that. You don't know anything about drugs. Not that you have to, but at least...
I don't know anything about
least,
drugs?
Yes. At least talk to your friends Oscar and Rob who've dabbled a little bit.
What is Molly?
Know exactly what's going on.
What is
on.
Molly?
It's pure MDMA.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Very good. I'm impressed.
See,
didn't
I'm confused.
You knew that.
I thought it was
ecstasy.
I thought it was the cat that came with Carrie when I married her. But we all have opinions, and like we said, what you want is many viewpoints.
Yes.
So
take all of this distiller and realize that...
Yeah, and put it in a pipe and smoke it.
Mm-hmm. It's a wake-up call.
No, it's not a wake-up call, man. We're rooting for you, but when you talk about... when your response for legalizing weed, to Rob's initial point, that there are a handful of licenses that are being put up for medical marijuana in Maryland, people are fighting about it.
Right.
Your first inclination, the most energy we've seen out of you for some time, is to start rooting and clapping loudly into the mic. And Rob's never going to pull down your mic, so he doesn't care about it. But it's loud, and it's distracting. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, this is what this guy cares about.
That's what he loves.
The one thing he cares about.
It's what he loves.
And if you love it so much... Maybe you can get into that industry.
I could, maybe.
Right? So if, again, I think Nino Brown said it best, you don't get high on your own supply. Maybe that was Biggie Smalls. Yeah, don't do that.
Nino Grace Minnelli.
But
it was George W. Bush.
If you want to get in, this would probably be a good time to get into medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. If you want to go, you go and intern at one of those places. Why not?
Where?
In this Maryland,
area?
They're about to... This is the story, man.
I know, but...
How do you not put toe and toe together?
And are there not dispensaries in the District of Columbia?
There are.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of them were accepting internships. I didn't know that was something you could
get a job
for.
There.
We weren't accepting internships, and you moseyed on up here and squirreled your way into the studio, and now you're sitting there in front of a computer.
Yeah.
Right?
I honestly feel bad about that.
You feel bad.
I know, because...
About
I mean,
being
I love this
here?
So, no, because I
Me
feel
too.
Like... No, I feel like I'm letting you guys down because I care about this so much and I feel like I'm just being overworked hotel.
You're not being overworked. Don't give yourself more work that's out of your scope, right? It took forever to give us the demo for How High. We're going to get to that eventually.
Yes.
But in the long run,
High Noon.
In the long run, you have to, we can help you find the path, but you can't just sit here and do the same thing over and over and over again and pretend like something's going to change.
Maybe that's the issue. I think that I can't ask for help. That I think that this
we're
what...
telling you, we're giving you that. Because that binder right there says that someone wants to do something with their life, but clearly
you're so close.
Has run out of pages.
Yeah, you're... Maybe we need to get him a three-hole punch.
Yes.
Something.
I have
just
one.
Something to take
it's
to the
in there.
Okay.
Then
okay,
you have
okay.
no excuse.
Can I see that binder just quickly?
Yeah. Oh,
can
don't
pass it
set
to
it
me just
fire.
One more time. How
Please
much time are we left
fire.
In this break? I'm sorry, I don't have a clock in front
of me. We have plenty of time.
Okay, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. All right. It says, first of all, it says Adrian Garcia, and then it's got a little logo. So that's sweet, right? Mm-hmm. Right on the cover of the binder. Just like you would,
a lot of work
matter.
Into it. Pictures of microphones.
The first page is his quotes. The quotes, and then this is already falling apart.
Right.
He's got Thursday, September 10th. When was this?
That was probably like my first day.
Your first day. Okay, yeah. So he took some notes.
Oh, some journaling.
Which is sweet. He actually took some notes. This is somebody that's organized. Now, it looks like you wrote this with your foot.
Did you write down a year?
It's 9-14-15. He's got a Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then you're writing about the show?
Three times.
Oh, no.
He wrote three journal entries.
Okay, just to give us some perspective. There are roughly, I'm going to say, 50
that's about right.
pieces of paper in here. Three of them have notes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you started taking notes your first day of the internship. And do you bring this every day you come?
No, actually, I didn't. The reason why I stopped using that was because I bought a really expensive planner that I just felt like I was forced to use because I spent so much money on it.
Okay, but where did this binder come from?
I made it.
But you brought it in?
Yeah.
Okay, but do you bring it in every time you come in?
I haven't been for the past few months because I got that new planner. But
okay,
I
where's
used
the
to.
Planner?
It's at home. I swapped them out today. I swapped them out.
You know, Oscar, you know what it is? It's a bad planner. It's a
I'm leaving.
Full of bad plans.
No, the planner ended last week for some reason. It's like one of those September to or June planners.
Oh, does it have
school
inserts?
Year. Yeah. A school year planner.
Yeah.
There are inserts you can put in. You get the next year and you pop it in the planner.
That's probably why it's so expensive.
Am I the only one after this segment that feels high? I feel like I have smoked a huge fatty.
I'm going to put this in the
garbage. Makes me want some peanuts.
All right.
Yo, Oscar.
All right.
So, Oscar, let us close with this.
Please.
All I know is that there are going to be 15 medical marijuana licenses issued in the state of Maryland. I know that some politicians have applied.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
that some religious leaders have applied. But I think there's one person who deserves one of those licenses if we really want to get this business off the ground.
Hey folks, it's Kaz out here at the Crab's Inn. Guess what today is? It's freaking Friday. Why am I freaking out? Two reasons, folks. Two reasons. I'm freaking out at the size of these crabs, and I'm freaking out from all the exposure we're getting from the Mike O'Mara Show.
I got these joints. They're all full of mustard. They're great.
Mustard.
Full of mustard. You gotta love it. It's awesome. It's Kaz at the Crab Stand.
I hope some rube gets one license at least. Just one.
Yep.
Because it's Kaz.
I want some honey townie from Baltimore to get one of these licenses and open up a dispensary like on Federal Hill, right? And mm-hmm.
Utah Street.
Yeah, you won't believe the money we're making from all these sick folk.
I didn't know so many people down here on block had glaucoma. Everybody's got eye trouble. I can't count the money fast enough.
God willing that happens.
That's right, and they're all going to keep binders. Stick around. We're coming back. Oscar Rotzi on the other side of this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you worried about cyberbullying?
Ooh,
new one.
Do you have a Facebook account?
I do.
Do you know how to tweet?
I have.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do.
Do you care about technology?
I really, really do.
Do you have a personal computer?
I do.
Do you own a tablet?
Oh, yes.
If you own all of these...
I do.
Or none of these...
I don't.
You should care about Tech 411.
I care.
It's a show on the intranet.
I want to listen.
You can find it at morebroadcasting.com.
The worst.
Or on iTunes.
We're not gay.
Mm-hmm. What? Just want to confirm that. Not that that's not going to happen tonight.
You should listen. It's a good show. Seriously. Please. Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Just two men looking for Pokemon tonight in Georgetown. Mm-hmm.
And I'm the deviant.
Oh, you know what? Look, that is creepy all around. You win, Pony. You're absolutely right.
That's right. So maybe you could capture Pony. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Pony, tonight, you are the target.
Deal.
And here's Mike O'Mara.
There's a home burglary every 13 seconds. That's more than four per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight, and they usually start with a crook ringing your doorbell to make sure that you're not at home. Then they break in, silly. The Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door, even the bad guys, just by using your smartphone. I have one, and it works. Now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property, just like we protect the O'Mara household, with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam. It's easy, it's wireless, it's weatherproof, it's an HD camera. It keeps an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam can both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate it. And now a special. I love having it all through the week.
It's amazing.
Because you never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. It's Oscarazzi Wednesday 2.0. Oscar.
Gentlemen.
That was good. That was fueled by Molly.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, yeah. Pass me the blunt. Fellas.
Jazz
I mentioned this week that Fox finally got on the streaming bandwagon, and now they are simulcasting some of their primetime programs now, on local television.
Help me remember. It was a slow rollout, right?
Yeah, local Fox affiliates, and if you're online, they're going to be showing the same programming on your smartphone devices and tablets, right? And online.
ABC, can I download it on my 9-month planner?
You can.
Excellent.
As long as it's not in July. I wonder why they only have September to June.
Because he bought it at Tommy Chong's head shop. He knows everyone's going to lose interest after 9 months.
Jay, I still believe in you, buddy.
You
I still believe in you.
I don't
but
let you
when
guys
you
down.
Say things like that, you couldn't even just go on the web and say, well, I have a planner from September to June.
Exactly.
Like you just gave up on it and brought back your binder that didn't last 3 days.
I know. I'm bringing back the binder, though. It's coming back.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's in the trash.
Make the binder great again. That's his
good
motto.
Radio, though.
Back to the
Fox
entertainment page, or Oscarazzi, whatever it's called.
It's called Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
Yeah, wow. Send us your pictures. We're doing a calendar. I'll say this, that I thought the Fox was a little late to the game. ABC streaming app relaunches with throwback shows. This just out today from Variety.
What throwback shows?
I wanted to really poo-poo this entire segment as far as ABC is concerned.
Sure.
Because I said throwback shows. At least Fox is streaming their live program.
Because I have some guesses. Because, you know, ABC, I think, has made a mint on the MeTV, all those sort of those retro channels.
Yes.
They've syndicated Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Barney Miller, all of these shows
Again,
that were powerhouses.
You're in the wrong generation.
But I'm saying, if you're calling throwback shows, that was what I thought.
No, those are, what's past throwback?
Classic.
Ancient.
Classic, they're classic. Yeah,
geriatric.
Classic. So your classic, a throwback would be Felicity, My So-Called Life.
Oh,
Sports
okay.
Night,
like
right?
Seinfeld era.
Yeah, actually real hits.
90s.
Within this generation.
Understood.
So not classics, but throwbacks, and the updated service, which is has a new Apple iPhone app and iPad app and Apple TV app.
Sure.
All of that, and also on your Android devices, they will have Forever 31. They'll have new shows that are programmed there, but they think that the actual value, even Ugly Betty, for example, is going to be these throwback programs that were hits just recently.
Well, the value is the fact that they're free. They're sitting in a closet, and they don't have to generate new programming. I think it is a good idea in the immediate, but it's short money.
8 Simple Rules, Ellen, some of the old Ellen catalog will be there as well.
Oh, the original Ellen show?
Yeah, because in the past, if you think about it, ABC, if you ever tried, they would just give you snippets of shows.
Right.
Unless you drilled down and actually had to purchase the program.
Exactly.
I think it's a step in the right direction. It's not short because if it gets people back to that application, they can see how many people are actually watching, right?
But they have
they should be streaming regardless.
I suppose, but I do think that they have a finite source of material. And that's where it's a little bit short money. But again, like Fox, if it's a slow rollout, they got to see where the money is. And if it succeeds, you're going to see every network do it.
From short money to actually a tragic story. We've been talking about Lamar Odom for almost a year now.
Troubled man.
Going from a tragic instance at the Bunny Ranch to surviving that overdose to really making some sort of miracle comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the latest news from Lamar Odom's world is that he got kicked off a plane going to New York because he went directly from the strip club to his flight to New York, and it just, like anybody would think, didn't work out.
Sure.
Apparently, he was hammered and throwing up on the plane before it took off.
Ooh.
He was asked to get off. He did get a chance to get back on another plane, but If you survive an overdose, and as far as addiction's concerned, I don't know what it's going to take. We always make make a big to-do about these pop stars that get into substance abuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anyone strong enough to go into Lamar Odom's life at this point, because if you can't, if the Kardashians can't do it, who's going
to
do it?
I really think once you get to that level.
By strong enough, I mean fame and dollars, right?
I mean, there's no one telling you no. And if you're trying to beat it on your own without some sort of professional help, I don't think you can.
No, absolutely not.
There's no coming back by yourself. And it's tragic. It's very sad.
You need to go into a program for that.
Yeah, interesting. But I will definitely keep an eye on that. I just, every time I see that update on E! Entertainment, I'm like, oh, man. Someone's got to. They have to Britney Spears her like her father did years ago.
It's really tough when you're a person of privilege because no one tells you no.
It's tough. And then what a remarkable career he had in the NBA before all this went down. I actually talked to Todd about this yesterday. Apple is launching a reality TV show called Planet of the Apps.
You see, there was a movie, Pony, called Planet of the Apes.
Well, I heard that it was actually Earth all along.
Uh-huh, there you are.
You laugh, fellas, but look for Tomo and I to be submitting our own app to this program.
Right next to the Statue of Liberty.
A groundbreaking new series about apps and their creators.
Damn you, you damn dirty Todd Moore! Damn you to hell.
The new Planet of the Apes, I know people hated it. I didn't mind them. What? Those apes were creepy.
Yeah.
The new editions. Like really solid CGI
the old one
or puppetry.
Creepy.
When I was a kid, I really didn't know much about it. It kind of just scared me.
Yeah.
My parents weren't into watching movies with English into them, so you really wouldn't see a lot of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm not sure without the Planet of the Apes series, Channel 20 could have stayed on the air. They showed them a lot.
So, again, Planet of the Apps for you developers out there.
That sounds pretty cool.
We'll be, I think we're going to be talking about that tonight, Tomo and I.
Excellent.
How we can get involved.
If we can get him across the bridge.
Mm-hmm. One more. He's coming out. Are you kidding me? Please. You're going nuts. This for you 50 Shades of Grey fans.
Oh, are they both listening?
Yeah, but you went to see it, right?
I did. I was assigned to see it.
Yeah,
was
but
horrible.
You, was it at all? Sexy?
No. What the thing that the only entertainment I pulled from, and I saw it opening weekend, the only entertainment I
you
pulled
went with your wife.
From that experience was the hens dragging their husbands in with huge trays of food and wine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really enjoyed watching. It might be the worst movie I've ever seen in a theater.
A trilogy, right?
The book is a part of three, yeah. So Carrie didn't like it.
I didn't know the second one was already filming. I thought that they were going to take. I thought that they had to go back to the drawing board because it got panned so bad.
I thought they were going to bail on the series.
No, they're filming the second one. I saw this. I said,
I'm
shocked. I don't know.
I think it's called 50 Shades
the ball
Darker.
Gag?
No, it's not called
100
the ball
Shades.
Gag.
I mean, they could go a lot of ways.
Yeah. What didn't you like about the movie again?
It was. I felt that it was just not sexy, and I know that the whole appeal of the book is that women were reading it, getting all ramped up.
Yeah.
And making great things for their husbands.
Yes.
And all I got was Carrie saying, do you think we can get reimbursed for the tickets?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
The final 50 Shades of Grey movie is 50 Shades Freed.
Oh.
And they just finished it up.
So they're all three done. Now they just have to release them.
Yes.
Wow.
What's freed about it?
I don't even know.
Was she,
I don't
did
know.
They keep her in handcuffs? Was there like a cliffhanger at the end of the first one?
Like all great movies, I don't really remember how it ended, but I think they broke up at the end.
How do you not remember?
Because it was that bad.
Did you fall asleep?
I did not fall asleep.
Okay.
I do think that they ended the movie apart, but she's got this thing for Mr. Grey. He's very appealing.
So I'll leave you with that. That's Oscarazzi Freed. We will see you tomorrow on another edition.
Very cool. Maybe we can find out how the movie ended. Spoiler alert, 2 years ago. We'll do that.
Somebody update this.
Yeah, please do. See if it's in your planner, Adrian. See how it ended. Your mic's not on. Don't talk. We'll be back after this, and we'll do the audio vault.
And Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony.
I'm Gary with the Mike O'Meara Broadcasting Network.
And on this week's episode of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, I get to see some naked girls.
Oh, wow. What do I get to see?
Well, you're going to watch a very, very disturbing video.
Oh, thank you.
And Gary has a big surprise announcement. You're not going to believe this.
I did it again.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
a funny one this week.
It is a very, very good one this week. Tony tells a story that will curl your hair. I know Mike's listening in Florida.
Hey, I see you. You know what I see you with? My brand new Warby Parker glasses. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it, because Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. With the free home try-on program, you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles. Then they're shipped to you with no obligation. All you have to do is have 5 days to let family and friends help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there is no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer, so whether you visit one of the 30 retail locations like I did or go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
If you're in D.C. or any major city where there is a Warby Parker store, check it out. The stores are awesome.
Very
and now,
cool.
Let us open the audio vault for today, Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. I hate to keep bringing up Pokemon Go, but this is a great piece of tape. You can see this on YouTube. I do believe this is honest. I do believe this is true. A guy was streaming live as he was looking for Pokemon in Brooklyn, and he walked into a pond.
Oh.
A pond?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
He's an absolute
you
jerk.
You should actually feel the soil get softer.
I know. Check it out. Here he is, live from Brooklyn.
There's a lure up here, though, I think.
Yeah, there's someone on the bridge.
There's someone on the bridge?
Yeah, I heard him talking.
I'm probably going to go check that out. Wait, how do I even get up there?
Not like that.
Holy shit, I didn't know that was water. That was funny. Pokemon Go.
Oh, my phone.
The best thing is you can see his phone go to like different screens.
Oh, it's dying.
It's dying. It's really, really great.
That was funny.
Pokemon gone.
What a jerk.
I love Queen Latifah. She's my favorite rap singer. You familiar with this song, UNITY?
Oh, absolutely. UNITY. That's a unity.
It was spotlighted on the VH1 Hip Hop Honors. And I think
as
sometimes when you hear a song like that, the lyrics are lost on you because you're listening to the song. So what you need is a dramatic reading to really understand what they're saying. Mm. And they did. And they used Betty White.
Who are you calling a bitch? I walked past these dudes. When they passed me, one of them felt my booty. He was nasty. Oh. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eye. They don't write them like that anymore.
I probably should be sick of the Betty White stuff by now, but she is just as funny as she ever was.
Turned on.
Stop it. Okay.
Queen Latifah transcended into such a movie star. I forgot that she had put out music.
Oh, and great music.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So when I start collecting audio, and I start collecting audio as soon as I get home the day after a show, the day before for the next day, sometimes
you do it on every Sunday for the entire week. Stop
sometimes
lying.
A tape.
Let me get this out of the way, kids.
Sometimes a tape resonates with me, and I'm not sure if it's going to work or not. I listened to this 4 or 5 times, and it honestly got funnier to me each and every time. It's a fake spot, not for Metallica, but for Mealtica. Now, are you familiar with what is the movie? Is it Super Troopers where they have to say meow?
Yes.
When they
the
are
meow game.
The meow game.
How many times are we going to do this meow?
This is kind of like the meow game.
It's a cat cafe.
But this is the meow game, but it's a fake Metallica spot.
Now that's what I call music. Not available in any store. It's Meowtalica. 40 of their furriest hits on one cat-tastic collection. Greatest hits. Now that's what I call music. Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Call today.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow,
meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Operators are standing by.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's actually brilliant.
Not available in any store.
And that's cut down for about 3 minutes.
That is brilliant.
And the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. That's Meowtalica. So check that out. Great. And let us close with this. Good news. I wish Charlie was in this week.
Charlie!
Because they're opening an ice cream museum in New York City.
Here's a crazy story. New York City is about to open a museum of ice cream, which will feature, this is a quote, a swimmable rainbow sprinkle pool. Yeah, the ice cream museum, yeah. It's perfect for anyone who's ever said, I like ice cream, but would it taste better with toddler urine? I mean, think about it.
That is your magic radio bomb. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yes.
Oscar. Very cool. We appreciate it. And also, tomorrow, the great anime experiment.
I can't wait to prove you rubes wrong.
Yeah, it's all you rubes. All you rubes.
Yes.
You don't
know. Do you know anime? Get away from me.
That's right. Don't touch me.
Not one person. Not one person.
I can guarantee you.
Guarantee.
90%.
Like you guaranteed you were going to this class?
Gross. Not 90%.
No, it won't be 90%.
Do you know your percentage?
Yeah, I don't think it's even going to be 90%. Yeah. I think it might be closer to 40, maybe.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Balls.
Dragon Ball Z?
I'm Dragon Balls right now. Let's get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here.
Hey, come on, Pony. How dare you?
Shot
That's it. What was it? Mike stays away for a few days, and what is he? He's Bubba the Love Sponge. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, we're doing it tomorrow, send it along to me, Rob, with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak, I'm sorry, that's me. For Oscar Santana
that's
and
you.
Tony Boy and Bubba the Love Sponge, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.